The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
UTH Mayor Ward runs out of beds, patients shifted to female section. President Hichilema appoints new Deputy Inspector General of Police. Mauritania Supreme Court confirms conviction of former President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz. And in sports news, Kansanshi Dynamo fire coach Zedi Saileti.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news. Every day, I'm Grace Wanji. President Hakainde Hichilema has appointed two new Deputy Inspectors General of Police, calling on them to serve the nation with integrity and dedication. Speaking during the swearing-in ceremony at State House, President Hichilema named Mutinga Province Deputy Police Commissioner Fredha Mamba as Deputy Inspector General in charge of operations and Central Province Police Commissioner Charity Munganga as Deputy Inspector General for Administration. The head of state described the positions as very senior roles that demand discipline, professionalism, and a strong sense of duty. He urged the newly appointed officers to shake off old habits and focus on delivering quality service to the Zambian people. President Hichilema further stressed that work must continue to strengthen the police service in order to enhance public confidence and uphold the rule of law. The head of state expressed confidence that the new appointments will contribute to improved efficiency and accountability within the Zambia Police Service.
It is important that you understand that these roles are very senior roles. They are not roles that you take as a mild approach to them. These are serious, responsible roles that you are taking. You all know they are appropriate. And so Zambia expects you to serve diligently. This is the time to shake off some of your habits. 17 hours has no problem going on. At your level, there is no working hour. Every hour is a working hour. I say this over and over. This behavior of saying 17 hours is time to knock off. Work goes on. Work is needed. We must do the work. This is a time to accept that setting the target. Citizens come with responsibilities beyond the private life.
The University Teaching Hospital, Adult Hospital in Lusaka, has run out of bed spaces in the male ward, forcing some male patients to be temporarily accommodated in sections on the female ward. UTH Public Relations Officer Mwiza Mwia says the hospital has recorded a sharp increase in male surgical patients, mainly from road traffic accidents, construction site falls, and prostate-related conditions. Speaking in a statement, Ms. Mwia explained that many of these patients require longer hospital stays, leading to higher bed occupancy in male wards compared to female wards. She says the hospital has, on rare occasions, placed stable male patients in separate cubicles within female wards to ensure no one is denied medical care. Ms. Mwia emphasized that privacy and sanitary separation are strictly maintained and that affected patients are moved back once space becomes available. She added that to address the problem, UTH plans to convert one female surgical ward into a male ward. In the long term, the hospital is awaiting the operationalization of a new 240-bed surgical wing, which will help expand capacity once funding for equipment and staffing is secured. Lukanga Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited has commenced construction of a closed water kiosk in Tisamba District at a cost of €15,000, equivalent to 386,685 kwacha. The project targeting residents of Kabanana and Tawama compounds is aimed at improving access to clean and safe drinking water. It is being implemented under the water operator partnership between Lukanga Water and East German partners. Tisamba currently has only 4 water kiosks, serving a growing population, and the new facility is expected to help bridge the supply gap, enhance living conditions, and reduce waterborne diseases. In a statement issued to Power FM News, Lukanga Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited Public Relations Manager Siwa Mwene said the project demonstrates the company's commitment to delivering sustainable water solutions that uplift communities and improve public health across Central Province.
Mukanga Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited has commenced the construction works of a closed water kiosk project in the Samba district. The project, valued at €15,000, is aimed at improving access to clean and safe water for residents of Kabanana and Tawama compounds. The initiative is part of Mukanga Water's ongoing efforts to expand water infrastructure and enhance service delivery in underserved communities. The project is being implemented under the water operator partnership between Mukanga Water and three German counterparts. This collaboration reflects a shared commitment to sustainable development and international cooperation in the water and sanitation sector. The construction works have already begun with active involvement from local stakeholders and technical teams. Mukanga Water remains committed to delivering sustainable water solutions that uplift communities and improve public health across Central Province.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has reiterated that street vending remains prohibited under the existing laws and regulations governing trading activities within the city. Council Public Relations Manager Atola Mwamba notes with concern that despite efforts to clear street vending, the vice has continued, hence the local authority directing local authority police officers to curb the illicit trade. She adds that council has continued conducting operations aimed at clearing illegal street vendors and relocating them to designated markets where trading can be conducted in a safe, orderly and hygienic environment. Ms. Mwamba further discloses that such are ongoing efforts and part of LCC's commitment to promoting cleanliness, decongesting the central business district CBD and ensuring compliance with public health and safety standards. She explains that street vending has been identified as one of the major contributors to garbage accumulation in the CBD, which she said causes outbreaks of diseases such as cholera and hampers the council's abilities to effectively maintain a clean and healthy city environment. In international news, Mauritania's former president Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz has lost his final appeal of a 15-year prison sentence for corruption while in office. Abdel Aziz was initially sentenced to 5 years in prison in 2023 after being found guilty of amassing assets and capital worth $17 million through illicit means. His lawyers argued that the trial was politically motivated, but a first appeal for his conviction was rejected in May 2025 and his sentence increased by 10 years. After seizing power in the 2008 coup, Abdel Aziz was twice elected president and served from 2009 to 2019 when he stepped down. In 2021, he was charged with illicit enrichment, abuse of sanctions and influence peddling and laundering alongside 10 other prominent figures, including two former prime ministers. Since his conviction, he has been stripped of his assets and civic rights. Still in international news, a Moroccan court on Tuesday sentenced a man to 5 years in prison and 100,700 in fines of human trafficking in the country's first ruling against someone accused of luring people to work in a scam compound in Asia. The case involved several young Moroccans who said they were attracted by an online job offer promising good pay in Thailand. Instead, they found themselves trafficked to Myanmar and forced to work more than 9,300 miles from home, facilitating online fraud and scams. The defendant, Nabil Moasik, denied the charges and called human trafficking a crime against humanity he would never commit. The United Nations says some 120,000 people are trapped in so-called scam centers, and prosecutions have been launched around the world to combat trafficking. Several are making their way to Moroccan court. We take a short break and return shortly for sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smart watches, waveforms, power banks, and many more. Choose techno, choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones, Yatuma Badad, now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno, take more.
Say hello to original.